Thank you for calling Omag's Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Yes, I was just looking at my order confirmation and realized that I selected the wrong one. I thought I clicked on the item above the one I selected, so I just ordered it, but I ordered the wrong one. So I need to change it.
All right, let's see if we can pull the order up. What is your zip code?
It's 33328.
Thank you for that. And the first and last name?
It's April Zona.
Okay, thank you again. Was this going to be your first order with us?
Yes.
Okay. And it was on the website there, Shopify?
I'm sorry?
It was on the website that you placed the order?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. When you place orders on the website, they're not associated with, if you place an order, usually we can see the order when it's been placed, but it doesn't actually create an account on our side with the customer care team here. We don't honor the same promotions and deals as the website there, so we really can't, you know, hack access to customers' orders there with that. It's not really pulling up anything for me here for you yet.
If I give you an order number?
It's going to be one of those SH order numbers when that's order numbers aren't even the same with us.
Yeah, I have an SH order number.
Right, yeah. Our order numbers are just numbers only. They're like not even the same amount of numbers or letter or characters.
Okay, so what do I do to fix this?
You should have full access. If you've created an account online, you should have full access to control your account and your orders there. So you should be able to just cancel the order.
I clicked on it, and it says the only thing I can do is track your order with Shop, get shipping, and they send me updates. And then it said, need help, contact us. And then I sent an email, but there's nothing to cancel the order. There's no cancel order option.
Okay, and you sent the email to the care?
So wherever it said contact us is what I clicked on.
Okay, that should be care@omaxhealth.myshopify.com.
It says care@omaxhealth.com is the email it creates.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, for the orders online there, if it's anything to do with the online, you'd probably want to do the care@omaxhealth.myshopify.com.
So I have to send another email to the one that's not on there. There's no way I can just... I mean, this is like becoming a mission. Like, I... listening to a podcast and it sounded like your guys fought at court and somehow can't blame my son but probably distracted me and I clicked on the one below it and now I don't need foot care. And I gotta get back to work in 10 minutes. Like, there's nothing you can do to help me with this order, like, faster than
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, like I said, our systems aren't connected there. I can't pull that up.
So omaxhealth.com is not connected with you guys. They're different.
Right. The website is not connected with the care team here.
Okay. So then how are you guys getting two different products? Or are you two different companies? I don't understand.
No, ma'am. No, it's only one company, Omax, and we make the products here. We have a customer service team that takes customer service calls, and we can create accounts here and create new orders on our side. And then we give customers the option to control their accounts and control their orders through the website. So the website there is completely, you know, customer controlled there. We do have a care team that would be through email that can help customers assist them with their orders online. But if you would like customer service here to create orders, that's what we're for, is to create an order, and we'll handle the complete order for you, you know, select the item, select the pricing, get it mailed to you, and you wouldn't have to, you know, worry about creating an account or, monitoring the account on your own.
Okay, so who I just emailed is not going to work. So I have to write a new email in order to get my letters canceled or revised.
Well, I mean, your first email is still going to go to a care team, so they may be able to forward that email to the correct place, and you still may get an email, response through, email in that one email. But I was just letting you know that for those orders there, the best email to email is going to be the care at omaxhealth.myshopify.com.
Care at omaxhealth.com.
That's correct. omaxhealth.myshopify, shopify.com.
shopify.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Care at omaxhealth.myshopify.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Someone will respond through email.
So everything in the website is email only.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
I think so. You should let your superiors know what the second word for coming. Thanks for your help.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling OMAX Health. Have a great day.
Thank you.